VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Search and rescue teams are looking for a Lion Air passenger plane that crashed Monday off the coast of Jakarta, Indonesia, north of Java Island. 189 people were on board. Officials say they don't believe they will find any survivors. The plane lost contact with air traffic controllers shortly after its pilot asked to turn back to the airport from which it had just taken off. The plane crashed 13 minutes after takeoff, about 15 kilometers off the coast. This is the head of Indonesia's National Transportation Safety Committee speaking through a translator.
We will use a ping finder because the box emits a ping noise at the frequency of 390 kilohertz. There's also a sonar scanner. After that, we'll send in divers to find its position.
The accident is the first reported that involves a Boeing 737 MAX, an updated, widely sold aircraft that is more fuel efficient. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has found another suspicious package addressed to CNN at a post office in Atlanta, Georgia. The package is reportedly similar in appearance to the 13 other packages sent to prominent Democrats and other critics of President Trump last week. Police say 56-year-old Caesar Sayoc sent the explosives. He appeared in federal court this afternoon to hear the charges against him. We're hearing more from the survivors of the synagogue massacre that took place in the eastern U.S. city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Saturday. Police say 46-year-old Robert Bowers opened fire with an AR-15 rifle, killing 8 men and 3 women. He made his first court appearance Monday as the U.S. Attorney General called the crime an attack on all people of faith. Bowers was brought before a U.S. magistrate judge in a wheelchair. This is VOA News. A 30-year-old woman blew herself up in the center of the Tunisian capital, Tunis, on Monday. 9 people were wounded, including 8 police officers, in what the Interior Ministry called a terrorist explosion. The bomber had no previously known militant background. German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced Monday she will step down as head of her conservative party in December after 18 years. She also said she will not seek a fifth term as chancellor in 2021. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the change will launch a leadership transition in Europe's biggest economy.
I could see that he looked around only.
Angela Merkel says she won't try and influence who succeeds her, and that she sees many more opportunities and risks in her vision ahead for her Christian Democratic Union party. The Chancellor has confirmed that she plans to step down as leader after 18 years, but says she will remain German Chancellor for the rest of the current parliamentary term. The announcement follows 2 state election debacles for the federal government's grand coalition of her conservative Christian Democratic Union party, its Bavaria-only sister, the Christian Social Union, and the centre-left Social Democrats. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Security forces in Cameroon have been cracking down on gatherings of people protesting the October 7th re-election of President Paul Biya. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports for VOA from the capital, Yaoundé.
Opposition protesters sang on Monday in front of the University of Yaoundé in the capital of Cameroon. The lyrics said that opposition leader Maurice Kamto won the October 7 presidential election and that longtime president Paul Biya should hand over power. A massive deployment of police stopped the protesters from singing on the campus itself. Police say they detained 4 of the protesters and are investigating others who ran onto the university grounds disguised as students.
A new group of migrants making their way to the U.S. clashed with Mexican police at the border between Mexico and Guatemala on Sunday. The group broke through a gate at the Guatemala border with Mexico. In Sri Lanka, one person was killed when a former cabinet minister tried to re-enter his office at the petroleum ministry. On Friday, the president fired the prime minister and swore in the ex-president to replace him after claiming to have uncovered an assassination plot. Parliament has been suspended for more than 2 weeks. American officials have urged all sides to refrain from violence. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.